But you know, you talk about naming. So British Columbia, that very name has a resonance, is what you're saying. And your own name means man who possesses many masks.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you acquired that name?
Well, I'm a mask dancer, Swahili traditional mask dancer, and so the name goes with the masks. And so I was asked to carry that name. I have received another name, which is Les Lotstelton, which is my real name. I was Yaquilatan. I am Yaquilatan in a traditional sense, but Les Lotstelton is a man who possesses many colors, which is more towards who I became, what I am. And I signed my names, my work, Les Lotstelton. So names are a part of our culture that you earn them, you receive them, and that's just a part of tradition. Lawrence Paul is just my government name. That's not real. It's not really me. But for the convenience of the colonialists, for their language, it's easier for them to say Lawrence Paul, which is okay. I mean, that's you have a lot of immigrants, and they don't know how to say Yaquilatan. A lot of them don't understand the meanings of names. So it that's just their culture. It's just a completely different culture and way of being of a person's name. You know, you can receive another name in later on in life. Europeans, you get one name at birth and that's it. You know, so it seems to be really contained in their. That's a cultural thing. It's not all. This is the difference between different cultures. Is that a name? A person can carry a name. A person can work for his community, and then later on he can receive another name passed down to him. So another family member can give him a name. So yeah. So there's lots. That's just the way things are. I've just grown into. So now I'm Lawrence Paul Yaquilatan Les Lotstelton. So that's just the nature of my culture. Mm-hmm. Is that? But you know, I am growing into accepting the responsibilities of Les Lotstelton and what he has to say. And what, you know, that's just a part of me that I enjoy. To I can carry a name, and I can make a name bigger, and so when I pass on, somebody's going to carry my name. Mm-hmm. Until they get theirs.
Your parents were political activists, so we can see how this stance, which is very political and very in your face political, where that might have been nurtured.
You know it's my parents went to the grave not being included in the Bill of Human Rights in this country. And most of my work that I've done in history so far was done before Natives were included in the Bill of Human Rights. At the same time, they add the Indian Act into the Bill of Human Rights, which nullifies my rights as a human being in this country. So, and this province is non-treaty, so you force me into a citizenship that I never asked to be a participant of. At the same time, you disallowed me into the Bill of Human Rights as a person, so that I'm not recognized as a human being in this country. So, under separate citizenship in this country, as a ward of the crown under the Indian Act. So, what am I? Am I a citizen, or am I a prisoner of a ward of the crown? The ward of the crown, I understand. It means technically a nice way of saying you are a prisoner. of this country and under the protection of this country under the Indian Act. Protected from what? So, no, I don't really see the relationship within this country as a good thing. You know, this is very much a segregated country. You could have a referendum on this country and ask Canadians, would you want natives to be citizens of this country? Do you want natives in this country at all? You could ask the natives to say, do you want to be citizens of this country? And a lot of them would say, no, thank you. I'd rather leave the Confederation of Canada than stay a prisoner of this democracy. There's nothing here for us. So emancipating the Indian is always a question of Aboriginal people in terms of this feeling of how do you feel when you feel like you're exiled on your own land? I'm so free, where can I defect from colonialism? I can't go to the United States, it's still a colonial occupation. Mm-hmm. I can't go to South America because it's a colonial occupation. I can't go to Hawaii because it's a colonial occupation. I can't go to Australia because it's a colonial occupation. Mm-hmm. But this is a global problem of recognizing indigenous peoples from around the world.
Mm-hmm.